USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Colonial Pipeline is back online, and President Biden is calling that good news. Speaking at the White House, Biden said it will take some time to get fuel to areas that are experiencing shortages. Biden with a message for motorists.
Don't panic, number one. I know seeing lines at the pumps or gas stations with no gas can be extremely stressful, but this is a temporary situation. Do not get more gas than you need in the next few days. As I said, we expect the situation to begin to improve by the weekend and into early next week, and gasoline supply is coming back online, and panic buying will only slow the process.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits fell to 473,000 last week, the fewest in more than a year. Claims have not been this low since March of last year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
President Biden has reversed course and restarted construction on a 13.4-mile stretch of the border wall in the Rio Grande Valley. The Biden administration made the reversal in response to pressure from local residents and politicians. President Biden's administration had halted all wall construction during his first month in office. Regarding the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, Alejandro Mayorkas is testifying before a Senate committee today. A fraternity at Bowling Green University is being sued.
The family of an Ohio college student who died during a fraternity hazing incident is suing that fraternity and several of its members. The family of Stone Fultz has filed a wrongful death suit against the national chapter of Pi Kappa Alpha and 10 members of the chapter at Bowling Green State University in the death of their son. Fultz died on March 20th of alcohol poisoning after a hazing ritual that saw pledges allegedly blindfolded and forced to drink an entire bottle of alcohol. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
U.S. Special Envoy on Climate John Kerry acknowledged on Wednesday that obtaining solar panels from China is a problem given the forced labor reported in the area and China's strength in the market. During a House Foreign Affairs Committee hearing, Congressman Michael McCaul of Texas asked Kerry about ensuring that the U.S. climate strategy won't involve buying solar panels produced from forced labor.
It is a problem. Xinjiang province not only produces some of the solar panels that we believe are being, in some cases, produced in forced labor by Uyghurs, but also there are a significant amount of rare earth mineral that's used in the solar panels themselves. It is my understanding that the Biden administration is right now in the process of assessing whether or not that will be the target of sanctions.
Mixing and matching coronavirus vaccines may lead to a higher risk of mild to moderate symptoms of COVID-19. That's according to the results of a trial out of the University of Oxford, in which the UK government says it's a world first. Researchers are tracking immune responses to volunteers that were given a dose of the Oxford-AstraZeneca vaccine, followed by the Pfizer vaccine, and vice versa. The government reporting test subjects getting a mix of vaccines incurred more frequent reactions than those only getting one. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.